The college campus is often referred to as a center of higher learning for learning to be achieved. An open exchange of ideas is obviously required. My next guest recently came to a reality of how that exchange is not welcome on today's college campus. Here to explain what she attempted to do and how it was battled by the administrators of Hagerstown Community College in Maryland is Mariah DiMartino. Good morning, Mariah.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good to have you here with us today. So, college campus life, in addition to the parties and the classroom activities, clubs are a big thing on college campuses. It's like-minded students with similar interests can get together, as well as to offer their ideas to share with others, get some converts, share some education, promote student events. It's all a lot of positives, or so people think. What was it you tried to do in Hagerstown, and what was the problem that you came across in doing it?
What I was trying to do at Hagerstown Community College is start a Turning Point USA chapter on my college campus. And I initially approached a club advisor to discuss the issue with, and I was told that they needed to get approval from the dean for any clubs to be on campus. And my first drawback was a formal rejection from the college telling me that I could not have this Turning Point chapter on campus. They told me it would not be allowed.
Was there a specific reason? Did they point to a policy?
They said that their policy in starting new clubs is, in order to start a new club, you have to have a separate mission and purpose of other clubs on campus. But we found that reason to be really arbitrary and kind of ironic, because there are clubs on campus that share mission and purposes. And so for us, that was like, okay, well, why aren't we allowed if other groups are allowed to do it?
Am I safely assuming, not having looked at the list of clubs, that most, if not all, those clubs lean to the left?
Absolutely. Yep. That's another big issue that we seem to have with getting clubs on campus. There's probably, out of all the clubs that we have on campus, there's, I think, maybe a total of one that leans to the right, and it's a Christian club, so they have to in that way.
Now, talk about what Turning Point USA is all about. Well, let me just, this is off of the Turning Point USA website, which is turningpointusa.net. This is their mission statement, so to speak. Turning Point USA is a 501c3 nonprofit organization founded June 5th, 2012 by Charlie Kirk. Organization's mission is to identify, educate, train, and organize students to promote the principles of fiscal responsibility, free markets, limited government. They've identified over 50,000 young conservatives, engaged in 500,000 face-to-face conversations. They have clubs on over 1,000 college campuses. And one of the biggest activities is voter registration. Gee, that sounds like sounds to be quite the subversive organization, Mariah.
Absolutely. I know. I think that that's the craziest part about it, is that we are nonpartisan. However, we do educate on limited government and the importance of capitalism and what it means to have a free market system in society. And I think that that's really important, because we also educate students on the student debt crisis. And you cannot be a college student and not experience student debt. It's almost impossible. So in order for us to be on campus, we would educate students about that. So for a college, a higher education, to tell me that I can't do that on my campus, that's what really frustrates me, because this is a topic that relates to so many peers and colleagues that I have on my campus. So it's just really frustrating that they're telling me that it's not allowed, when I know that after I've talked to students on this campus, I know that we would thrive. I know that we would have a success rate on campus here.
Talking with Mariah DiMartino, student at Hagerstown Community College in Maryland, about her attempts to form a club, Turning Point USA Club, on the campus. TurningPointUSA.net is the organization's website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. So the alternative they gave to you, Mariah, was to go to become a part of the political science club that was already in existence, which my understanding is you did. What have been your experiences on that? Is there the exchange of ideas, or opposing views versus, I guess, the majority of the club members welcome? How are things working within that club?
They had their first meeting last week that I actually couldn't attend. I had to work last week during their first meeting. However, I did talk to the advisor about the club very briefly in between passing, and he told me that the initial point of this club was just to establish what we wanted to do this semester. So as long as my work schedule works out, then I'm going to try and attend the meetings. However, just because I'm attending these meetings does not mean that I'm going to stop with my formation or attempt a formation of the Turning Point Club on campus. But they seem, most of the people are very genuine. They're very nice people. Nothing has been, I've had no knee-jerk reaction that's been negative towards me personally. However, I am receiving more publicity than I thought would happen, and I totally understand that, and I think it's great for the cause. So it's all by means. It's welcome to me.
Well, certainly, I mean, yours is not a sole case, unfortunately. There are stories from campuses across the country where speech is limited. Washington State University, campus reform reports a number of students have been told students will be punished if they use the words male, female, or illegal alien.
I mean, it just goes on. I read all about that.
Or Kirsten Powers, who, ironically, believe it or not, is a liberal, wrote a book recently that talked about the free speech zones on college campuses, where you have to make an appointment to use the zone. And if someone wants to come up to you and with an opposing viewpoint, and if you have a table set up, for example, with your information of whatever the cause or position you happen to be taking is, and wants to set fire to your table, you can't do anything about that because it's a free speech zone and they consider that speech.
I know. Free speech zones in general, they make me irate. There is nowhere in the First Amendment and that they should be able to get away with that. It's especially on a public campus like mine. It's a public campus on a public land that I'm paying for an institution. What gives the administration the right to tell me that I can't speak, assembly, and petition how I feel with my peers on campus? That's what's makes me so angry.
And actually, free speech zones by federal law are illegal.
It's unconstitutional. That's what it is. And the fact that administration thinks they can get away with something that is so unconstitutional is what blows my mind. And students just back down. And I'm not going to set an example for the students to back down. I'm setting an example to show them that they have a right to fight for their voice on campus. And with continued fight, we will have a victory.
Well, actually, you mentioned with tuition money that you're paying to Hagerstown, since it is a community college, it's also a taxpayer funded
yes.
University and center. Do you think have you heard from anyone, many local taxpayers who are saying, wait a minute, I think we need to go to the County Board of Freeholders or whoever oversees the community college campus, because they are overseen by the whatever political body is assigned that task, and say that this is a county college whose budget needs to be reexamined because of their actions?
I haven't heard anything that directly towards that nature. However, we had a local piece come out in the paper last week that got a lot of public attention. I got a lot of feedback in a good way from a lot of the people who are paying taxes in this county. And I think part of the reason that they didn't want to have my club on campus was because they didn't want to lose funding from the state. And I think that this situation is actually going to backfire and end up causing them to lose funding because they're not being open to so many ideas and clubs on campuses.
Wrapping up time with college student Mariah DiMartino with Hagerstown University College in Maryland, where she tried to launch a club, a chapter of Turning Point USA, which you can learn more about that organization, turningpointusa.net. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Regarding this whole thing, I mean, this might be surprising to some people who are of the belief that your demographic is politically dormant, for example. But by the sound, and certainly what Turning Point USA presents as reaction to their clubs, again, over 1,000 other campuses, not Hagerstown, unfortunately, you're a generation that is mad about a lot of things, and you want to make things right. You see the spending and debt, which this administration and the previous, in all fairness, has racked up, and a little attention is being done to it, Social Security, another matter, too. You don't see much of a future for this country without a lot of changes happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's part of the reason that we live to educate, well, the Turning Point, that we live to educate on free markets and on capitalism and entrepreneurship. That's really what we want to tell students, that your future is in your hands until you look at the debt and the debt crisis that we're in right now. And that's the biggest problem, because my generation is having such a hard time getting involved in politics, and that's what Turning Point does, is we strive to involve them so they understand that the national debt crisis, the student debt crisis, that affects their future in so many more ways than they can even begin to understand.
Well, just hearing your passion and your dedication to understanding, learning, and proclaiming a better way for the future, I got a feeling that Hagerstown Community College has made a very big mistake, and they're going to, I think, sooner versus later, rethink their position. And I would not be surprised to see a press release come out saying a rethink has indeed been done. You can learn more about Turning Point USA at their website, turningpointusa.net. And we've been joined this morning by Hagerstown Community College student Mariah DiMartino. Mariah, I think your work, your efforts, your strong opinions and views and how you state them changes the way a lot of people think of your generation. And for that, congratulations, and keep fighting, because what you're doing is certainly the right thing.
Thank you so much.